Code Keepers, it's time for us to look at the situation with the 11-year-old brother who was shot by a police officer after he called the police to help his family because his mother was in danger. Yeah. It's time for us to get on code.
All right. Welcome to Get On Code, the Fly Guy Show, which is a series of melanated conversations focused on empowerment, health, wealth, and knowledge of self.
People think in binary choices because they are conditioned to.
And on the wall was a picture of a wolf and a lion. I think the wolf was the Democratic Party, the lion was the Republicans.
But the drug trade and all these illegal stuff that people do, that's still economics. It's just that they couldn't do it in a traditional system.
We're talking about melanated wealth.
So we can build wealth, but we just, for some reason, don't seem to be able to transfer it.
You had a great experience. Fine. That means nothing.
What were you told as a child about education? You had to be how many times better?
Every impression without an expression becomes depression.
Code Keepers. The best cops shot my baby. Your best cops shot my baby. But one of the things that foundational Black Americans, ADOS, you know, even Blacks in general, you know, in the United States of America, or Moors or melanated, you know, whatever term you want to go with, we rock with it. Since the 1800s, we've been saying that we're getting a bum rap when it comes to justice. We're having a bum rap in the judicial system. We're having a bum rap when interacting with governmental agencies. And we need to fix those things. And in addition, we've talked about reparations for the descendants of those who were enslaved in the United States of America. But, you know, we've had an agenda since the 1800s that none of the presidential administrations have supported. Barack Obama didn't do it. Donald Trump didn't do it. Bill Clinton didn't do it. Joe Biden's not doing it. We've been saying we've been having a difficult time with the judicial system and the criminal justice system. And everyone says over and over, it's your fault. And now with all these glaring examples, people are turning a blind eye to the situation. So, your best cop shot my baby. Michaela Murray, the mother of this young man, says, your best cop shot my baby. So let's kind of look at the situation. This is Brother Murray. 11-year-old Adrian Murray calls the police around 4 a.m. as his mother is in domestic danger. Police officer Greg Capers and his partner, now Greg Capers is melanated, Black, Indigenous, whatever term you want to rock with, Morris, Mel, yeah. So the brother, Greg Capers, and his partner arrives around 6 a.m. and says, everyone come out with your hands up. The three people, Michaela Murray, her intimate partner, who is the threat, and Adrian come out with their hands up. The hands are up. Greg Capers, Officer Greg Capers, shoots this young man. What's interesting to me is the mayor's being silent about it. The mayor's being silent about it. I know he's like, but why would the mayor? The mayor represents the city. When one of the constituents, when one of his citizens is in danger, the mayor and his administration should take some level of action. Now, they have taken some level, but he hadn't said anything. All right. The police chief has been silent. You know, 4 days after this happened, the mother and the family stated that none of the police department members have come to the hospital to offer condolences. Not condolences, but, you know, regrets, and to offer support. I don't mean to say condolences, but offer support to the family. So the police department has not shown support to this family. The mayor has not shown support to his family. Police chief has not shown support to his family. Police Chief Ronald Sampson was unavailable to provide assistance 3 days after the shooting. 4 days after the shooting, Murray told CNN that no one came to the hospital from the police station, nor has she spoken to any police investigators. They haven't spoken to police investigators. The family, the young man who was shot, has not even dealt with an investigator 4 days later. So the question is, who are they protecting? You know, what's being protected? Now, there are going to be some dumb folk that are going to pop on and leave comments. What about black on black crime? It's not material in this situation. Well, I guess you could say it is. I'm laughing because of the ludicrousness of it, not because it's a funny situation. All right. But they're going to people are going to come up with, what about this and what about that and what about this and what about... None of that is material. So whenever we have stupidity coming up to us saying, what about this, and actually trying to change the narrative, change the direction of our concern, we need to shut them down. Shut them down. We got to shut them down. Now, one of the silliness that we hear a lot is, well, when Pookie and Ray Ray shoot each other, nobody says nothing. Yes, they do. There's a community uproar whenever that happens, whenever there's community violence. There are a multiplicity of organizations that were designed and developed to address community violence. So people talking that nonsense, we just need to give them the middle finger and just ignore them, because they're just talking nonsense. Are you saying that they don't get the nationwide press coverage? That's up to the media. But that doesn't mean it's not an uproar. Secondarily, when Pookie and Ray Ray get into a situation and Pookie shoots Ray Ray, Pookie gets arrested. If it's intentional or accidental, Pookie gets arrested. This officer is being protected, not arrested. And the fact that he's melanated means nothing. It's not material. The problem is, we have had challenges with the judicial system and the court system, and we've been saying it since the 1800s. And all administrations, so for those stupidities who are saying, well, Trump was the best one to black people, and Barack Obama was great for them. The thing that we've been at, you know, we can look at what happened to the multiplicity of people who were hurt during those administrations, and none of them sought to do anything. And, you know, President Biden right now, you know, said he was going to address these types of things and got into office, said, I'm going to let Congress handle it. Congress like, we're going to just put this to the side. Look, we keep getting benign neglect when it comes to the things that are important to us. We keep getting benign neglect when it comes to the things that are important to us. So, hey, God bless Adrian Murray. May he heal and become one of the vanguards in the fight to make sure that we get the justice that we need, that we get the equal justice that we should get under law, and that the problems we're facing with the judicial system, with the court system, you know, with the governmental systems are addressed. May he be a vanguard in that fight. Interestingly enough, Officer Capers had been, you know, named Policeman of the Year by the police force in 2021. So congratulations to him for that, and for, you know, placing his life on the line and in his line of duty. But when you harm somebody, you got to pay the price. If I harm somebody, I got to pay the price. And I, you know, we salute him and thank him for stepping up in this, in that, in this field, this career where he's serving the community. But when he hurts the community, he gotta pay the price. No one is above the law, unless you work for evil supremacy. And then everything's above the law. So we got to do better. Now, here's the interesting thing. The police department is on code for themselves. You know, a statement was released saying no officer was injured during the incident. A minor occupant of the residence received significant injuries and has been transported to a local hospital. That does not sound like the officer shot an innocent person. The way that they manipulated those details might be actual, factual, right, and correct, but it does not really state what happened. And we got to watch out for that. You know, we see what happened with the young, I can't think of her name right now, Breonna Taylor. It was a false document that set up the sting operation they were doing. There were numerous lies. The police department, the police officers changed their information from the first report to the second report after the incident happened. You know, the ballistics report showed that the officer who was shot during that Breonna Taylor situation was not shot by the gun that Breonna Taylor's boyfriend was holding. So think about this. Three police officers, they have guns. Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, he has a gun. The police officer gets shot, but he doesn't get shot from a bullet from Breonna Taylor's boyfriend's gun. Who else could have shot that officer? That's been hidden. I mean, it's out in the public, but they never really pressed that question. You know, we're not getting the support, the results we need. So, code keepers, if you're in the Mississippi area, press upon the media, press upon the mayors, all the mayors in Mississippi. Every mayor in Mississippi needs to be forced to stand up and make a public declaration of support to Adrian Murray and his family and a condemnation of the actions of Officer Capers. Every mayor. You can press each and every mayor to make that statement. You can press each and every council member to make those statements. And when that kind of happens, when those types of things happen, when public friction, public forcing our elected officials to stand up and make public statements, then the departments they oversee, the police department, for one, will have to make some concessions, make some changes, make some movements, because we cannot allow this to continue happening. We've been fighting this since the 1800s. It's up to us to do something. Get on code. Stay on code. Teach the code. Become the code. Our code is empowerment. And we love you. Stay with the fight.